Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. The iwi chair's pandemic response group is calling on all New Zealanders to respect the travel restrictions to slow down the spread of the COVID Delta virus outbreak. Co-leader Mike Smith says while some areas like Taitokero and Tairāwhiti may be relatively easy to close off through checkpoints, other parts of the country have more porous boundaries, so police will only be able to do spot checks. Rising case numbers have raised fears New Zealand could be in for a tough few weeks, and it's important to limit the spread, especially among the unvaccinated, so hospital capacity is not overloaded.
The best way we can do that is stay in your bubbles, stay home. We're appealing to young people at this time because they're the ones that are all out and about wanting to meet up with each other and to engage socially. And so we're asking them to help protect our communities. They've got all the technology and gadgets to stay in contact with each other.
Mike Smith. There were 35 new community cases of COVID-19 reported today, all in Auckland. So far, just 14 have been linked to previous cases. There are 33 cases in hospital, including one in Waikato Base Hospital and one in Palmerston North Hospital. Yesterday, there were 42,226 doses of vaccine administered, almost 80% of them second doses. Singer-songwriter Choi Kingi says Tohu from the Waiata Māori Music is a welcome acknowledgement, but what he's doing isn't just self-indulgence. Kingi won the Best R&B Album for Black Sea Golden Ladder, Best Songwriter and Best Māori Male Solo Artist. He says he was thrilled by the company he was keeping, including LAB, which also picked up 3 awards in the acknowledgement for Lifetime Achievers, Tā Peter Sharples and especially Seifu.
He's been one of my idols for a long time. I remember having to be specific on cassette when I was at Tete College, and I lost it, bought it again. I think it got stolen, bought it again. I've had it about 4 times. It's one of the all-time iconic albums from this country. And then also Peter Sharples, you know, growing up through Kapaaka and watching Manutaki, and he's a legend.
Troy Kingi says while COVID restrictions have slowed production on the latest in his series of 10 albums and 10 styles in 10 years, the next instalment should be out by February. To mark Indigenous Peoples Day in the United States, New York University has announced a collaborative project with the University of Waikato to expand tools which protect Indigenous communities' rights over their own knowledge and data. A 2-year grant of $750,000 from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation will expand work with Māori communities in New Zealand and other First Nation communities in the United States, Canada and Australia. The Enrich project allows Indigenous communities to put traditional knowledge and bio-cultural labels on their data so they may benefit from its use. The project is led in Aotearoa by Maui Hudson, director of Waikato's Te Kotahi Research Institute. And that is your Wātea News.